the Free State of Glory, Part 44, Those Within and Those Without, Part 2. And turn your Bibles to Revelation 22. Jesus says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen, somebody. The first and the last. As I preached to you last week and the week before, He is everything. And if you did not get that message, you need to get it. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Not only maketh a lie, but love lying. They get a demonic duping the light thrill out of trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. They're liars, and they not only tell lies to escape consequences, they think, but they love making up lies. They are a living lie. These are without. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ once again tonight. We praise you and we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your goodness, your long-suffering and your favor upon us. We praise you and we thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. And we thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Before your throne of grace, we know that you are there and we are here. And we know that your throne of grace is there. And oh, how gracious you have been to us, and we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. Anything that is unlike you in us, please wash it and cleanse it away through the blood of Christ. Make us to be whiter than snow. Make us fit for your use because of your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his precious blood. Crush and crucify our flesh within us, everything that's in us, the old man that is within us, and fill us with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, speak to our hearts from your holy word. Grant me your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach it as you always do when I am right with you. And have your Holy Spirit to speak to the hearts of the people who are here and who are listening worldwide. We pray for souls to be saved, lives to be changed, your holy name to be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. You may be seated. As I have shared with you all in the past, down through the years, because we do not lay down in the month of October and just take it from the devil, we fight every October. We do not believe that this is his month. We do not concede that to him. And for as long as I can remember, since I have been in the ministry, We've always done something to get the gospel out, especially throughout the month of October and especially the week of Halloween. Because of that, the devil fights us. And the devil pours out all of the stops. I've seen people get sick during this month. I've seen people get knocked out of the race who in the month of October. I've seen accidents happen, car accidents happen, strange things happen. And one of our cameras tonight, for example, is acting up. Had some strange things happen over the past 24 hours. And by the way, we did a podcast. I think for the first time I did a podcast today in a vehicle, sitting in a Walmart parking lot on the side of the road, because I wanted to try to make sure I stay on schedule. My daughter, Danny, is the producer of that podcast. She's the one who puts it together. She's very uniquely qualified to do this particular podcast, dealing with things that people have to face in life, even Christians have to face in life, because she has several degrees in psychology and religion, and now she has a GSA appointment at the university, and she's pursuing her PhD. And this particular podcast was on depression, and I cannot recall the term that happens during the month of October and in the fall. They call it the autumn blues. Something happens to people, some people at least, during this time where they become depressed, sad, melancholy. It's the strangest phenomenon, and it impacts churches. And in most cases, it impacts women in the church. And to the point that some churches and some people have given up the month of October and just call it fall harvest or something like that, and get some gold and yellow leaves or whatever, and plant, make a pumpkin pie. All of the cooks in the church bring together a pumpkin pie or some other dish, some Halloween type, fall type dish, and they just sit down and have a feast instead of taking it to the devil and taking it to the streets and telling folks about Jesus. It's easier to do that, have a fall festival at the church where everybody just come and sit and talk and eat beautiful pumpkin pies with sour cream or whatever, whipped cream on top, and talk and chat. And some churches drink beer. Some of them from our dear German descendants. They call it Oktoberfest, and it's a time to drink beer and eat and so forth. But be that as it may, beloved, we ought to, as Christians, take it to the devil, take it to the streets, and share the gospel with those who are lost during this time, and shed some light in this dark, depressed time. And normally things lighten up around November the 10th and 15th. And that darkness, kind of that storm that Satan brings, passes. And then we get into those beautiful sunshiny days, getting brighter and brighter up until Christmas. And it is indeed, no doubt, the most wonderful time of the year. Now, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to preach in your hearing briefly the Free State of Glory, Part 44. Those Within and Those Without, Part 2. Beloved, in our last message, we talked about the great division that will be present in the new world that God will create after the old world is destroyed at the end of time. This division will exist between those who are within and those who are without the New Jerusalem, the city of God. Psychologists will tell you, my beloved, that, and many good pastors will tell you, there's nothing like belonging. There's nothing like being accepted in the beloved. It is a beautiful thing to be within. As we have seen, those who are within the city are those who have been born again, those who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb, and those who therefore, because they are saved, strive to obey the commandments of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? And who have been given a right to eat freely of the tree of life. Now, beloved, we turn sadly to those who are without. We talked about last week those who are within, and now those who are without. These are described in verse 15. For without are dogs, nasty, filthy, wicked, evil people who will blow your brains out while you're saying the Lord's Prayer. We're talking about some characters who are in ISIS and Boko Haram, who will steal 200 little girls and rape them. Dogs. Maybe this is one of the reasons why we naturally call men who take advantage of young women and their being naive, take advantage of women to make them do things because you're holding a job over their heads. You're holding some money over their heads. You're older, much older than they are, and you got them on a string. And you bamboozle them, and you trick them, and you play games with them, you nasty dog. And you have never chosen to trust Christ, and you have never repented, you wicked dog, and you're still doing it now after all these years, taking advantage of young girls, young women, 18, 19, 20 years old. And here you are, 50, 55, with a wife and family, and asking young starlets. We're hearing things we never thought we would hear. The beautiful African actor who came here to become an actor had to reveal some wicked stories this past week because she was dealing with a dog. this fat dog told her, I want you to massage me. That's the first thing they tell you, young ladies. Just massage me. And so sad that young women fall for this trick. The other little trick they do, the dogs do on you is, I don't want to do anything, just lay beside me. I just need some warmth to my body. The dog has some slick things to say to you. And out of all of the women, this particular woman, watch that. You get away from that. I believe that this woman here was just totally naive. She was not like some of the women who knew what they were doing. They knew they were trying to secure a job. They were willing to commit the sin of oral sex, anal sex, hand sex, phone sex, whatever it took to land that job. They knew it. And we call these women dogs too, but we use another word. And I'll just say dogettes. It's not just the man. In most cases, it's not just the man. See, ladies and gentlemen, let me just hip you to something. Let me help you to understand something. We thank God for this African actress who did not know about the game. She didn't know anything about the dogs. She's coming from a different place. But some of these women, they knew about the dogs. They knew the game. Their mother had taught them to play the game. And this is how you play the game, girl, to get what you got to get. So let me help you. It's not just the Harvey Weinsteins. It is, you know, the dogs. We got the dogettes who play the game, and then when everybody cries victim, they know that they're not a victim. They played the game with the dog. And now they want to say, hashtag me too. And want to appear as a victim. And you done got all your millions. You have 4 mansions. You have 20 new vehicles every year. You have maid servants and man servants. You don't even see your baby because you got somebody taking care of your baby and paying them. So we call you a dogette. PJ, all women are victims. No, they're not. No, they are not. Men and women know exactly what they're doing. They are dressing the part of a prostitute, a whore, and a slut, showing their body. They know exactly what they are doing. If you're not selling anything, baby, cover it up. Amen, somebody. It's still good advice. Amen, lights. Prostitutes walk down the street scantily clad because they're trying to sell their bodies. That's all they have. And what a shame. And how sad it is that all you have is your body to give away. But let me let you in on something. The dogs want to get something. There are men who want to get it, and there are some women who want to be got. That's the reality. There are men, there are dogs who want to get it. And there are some women who want to be got, until they are hurt, until they get raped, until they get beaten beyond recognition, until they are psychologically, mentally unfit and can't go on with life, and they are curled up in a fetal position crying for months on end. Then they become fakes and phonies trying to act like they're happy, and you can see right through it. There's no happiness, there's no joy, and there's no peace whatsoever in their soul. So when we talk about dogs, my beloved, we're talking about the dogettes too. We use the term in our society of bitch. A dog, a nasty, we call a man a dog who will just do anything to get a woman to do anything he wants her to do, and then he just discards her. He uses her. And the world calls, even the women call themselves bitches, because they know they're in the game too. And they're getting that money by using their body, using their looks, and have no class, have no convictions, have no brains. That is, a brain engaged in using it for good causes. Silly-minded. Foolish-minded. Willing to be used for money. Willing to be used up for a car. Willing to be used for a house. No convictions, no class, and no integrity. And when they go and look at themselves in the mirror at night, they see nothing. And they take off their makeup, their face, their mask. They face the dark depression that they live with underneath, behind a happy face emoji. These dogs, and these dogettes will be without if they don't confess their sins, repent, and trust Christ as Savior. They are not in the beloved community of born-again Christians, people who believe in Christ. You say, well, back in the day I used to be a dog. No, the question is, are you a dog now? Are you still dogging out women? Are you still turning women out, never to be the same again? Are you still turning boys out, you cougar? You still only interested in boys, young men, you cougar woman, you? Are you sitting up in church seeing who is the most vulnerable, you dogette? You will be without. Sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, people who depend on drugs to escape life, the pressures of life, and whoremongers, people who commit fornication and adultery, who have sex outside of marriage and continue to do so, whoremongers and murderers, people who have killed others and will kill somebody if necessary. people who are quick to shoot and slow to talk. I'm reminded years ago, and it's worse now, a man pulled in front of somebody behind me, and I thank God to this day they were behind me. And the other guy got out of the car with a gun. And I saw, it was at night, but I saw the gun in the man's right hand. And he was going towards the driver's side of that car. You say, "Preacher, what happened?" I said, I don't know what happened because I got out of there. I ran the red light and was gone. Say, "Preacher, you committed a crime." I saved my life. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to be around any shooting. I looked to the right and left. I was at the beginning of the line, and I took off. I don't know what happened. All I know is I saw that black man with a gun in his right hand, and I was gone. You say, "Preacher, you're a scaredy cat. You call it whatever you want." I'm alive today to tell about it. Murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You got folk who love lying. Every time they lie, they got a duping the light grin on their face. Their nostrils, like Pinocchio, expand. They love to lie. And they make up lies all the time. They are a lie manufacturer. A lying company. All day long and all night long, they produce lies. Don't bow your head yet. It's not time to pray. And you evidently, some of y'all know some liars. Well, the sad thing about it, they are without. Now, beloved, to be clear, we should not understand this verse as saying that sinners and the unsaved will live outside the walls of the New Jerusalem, and we can look over and see the wicked, evil lie makers and whoremongers, dogs and dogettes roaming around outside the walls of the New Jerusalem. Don't be thinking like that. Thank God we will not have to see that. As the eminent Greek scholar Robert Mounts notes, the verse does not intend to teach that in the eternal state, all manner of wicked men will be living just outside the heavenly city. Some of us would be discombobulated with that going on. It simply describes the future with the imagery of the present. John is getting across to his readers the stark difference between the eternal fortunes of those who are in Christ within and those who are not in Christ without. Afterwards, he proceeds to name specifically some of those who will be banned from the city. Without, he says, are dogs. Now, he is not talking about pet dogs, like my dog Sal. We love Sal. She's a dog, but she's not a dog. Sal is a family member. In fact, you will get into more trouble messing with Sal or trying to do some harm to Sal in this family, even with me. And I don't take care of the dog, I don't bathe the dog, I don't do stuff like that. But if you mistreat that dog, your behind will be in trouble in this family, in my family. Oh yes. And not only from me, from all of her little mothers and aunties and especially my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel. Daniel Ezekiel would go without eating for days if Sal did not have something to eat. My son Daniel Ezekiel will hide all sorts of food things to take out in his pouch, in his bag, in his he'll make up something to take out to Sal to eat. All of my children will, with a straight face and a serious face, will make sure that if Sal does not have his dog food that she likes, with a straight face, with a serious face, no joking. They don't joke. They don't play. They laugh and get about other things, but they don't play about Sal and her getting her food, her snacks. Oh no. They take that very seriously to the point of fixing up the crybaby face on me. Dear Papa, please. 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 Please get up and go and get Sal some food at 11:29 at night. Whatever you got to do. Are you going to see the sad, pitiful crybaby face until you do? We will not sleep until Sal is satisfied. So, obviously, he is not talking about our pet dogs. In fact, he is not talking about the dogs which belong to the animal kingdom at all. The people of the first century had two words to describe dogs. One word was used to describe the small pet dogs who lived with people. Now, let me just say, we love our dog Sal, but I don't think we got it going on like some of my white brothers and sisters, who I think they love the dog, the family dog, more than some of their children, the way they treat their pet dogs. A different word was used to describe the large roaming hounds which lived in the street and scavenged for food. You see them. Those dogs that look mangy, they're unclean, unkept. This is the word John uses. These dogs were seen as unclean and impure, not taken care of, because they often ate from what people had discarded. No one would pick them up and wash them. Now, there are some emergency dog people, some people who just love going around and taking care of these dogs, and they know how to talk to them. Strange dogs, dogs who have been on the street for years. And many of them are women. They know how to talk to that strange dog and make that strange dog come to them and everything. And they go and they take care of those dogs, and that's good. No one would wash them, clean them, or take care of them, as they were often believed to be carrying diseases. Likewise, those who have remained in their sins, if you will, and have rejected Christ are unclean and impure. They will not be allowed into the city of God unless they trust Jesus Christ as Savior and get cleaned up through the blood of Christ and repent of their sins. In closing, John Walford and Roy Zook said, "Judgment is pronounced on those who are unsaved, those who are not believers in Christ, those who practice sorcery or magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers. And by the way, now that you're born again as a Christian, you ought not to be sexually immoral anymore. And just like you ought not to be a murderer anymore. Just like you ought not to be dabbling in witchcraft, in voodoo. We were out and about yesterday. I was getting ready to make a left turn, and over to my right was a house of sorcery. And they must be doing pretty good. They had a new vehicle out front. People are sneaking over there, as Saul did many years ago. I'm talking about these little houses that have the hand up like this right here, meaning, come on in, let me read your palm. There's nothing in your palm but dirt. There's nothing in your palm, child. And some, we got some people talking about they're calling. And why all of the psychics in California? Why all of the psychics in California? And because they know that you can't get to them. Because you live in North Carolina. Most psychics somehow go to California. Most people who want to try to pull the wool over somebody, they move to the West Coast because they know you can't make it out there. And they only advertise on the East Coast. And one lady says on one of the commercials, I can't believe it, but she told me everything about what I am about and what I'm doing. I can't believe it. That's because you told her everything, because she asked you some questions. Anybody who has any kind of knowledge in talking with people can do that. I can talk with you for 5 minutes and tell you what you need to do. In a heartbeat. All I have to do is let you talk, and I'll be able to tell you what your problem is and what you need to do in 5 minutes. Better than that woman down on the corner eating a chicken leg with her hand up. Let me read your palm. Oh, you got a short line. That means you're going to die shortly. Woo! People are so gullible today. People are just so gullible, man. It's sad. It's ridiculous. You a Christian. You going down to a palm reader trying to get a man. Do you see a man in my future? Yes, his name is Rasmussen. Did you say a rapper? No, I said Rasmussen. That means it's bad. The idolaters, the sorcerers, witchcraft, the murderers, people who worship somebody or worship things are idolaters. And then everyone who loves and practices falsehood or lying. These are the people, and some of you have met some of these people, who not only lie, they love making a lie, and not only that, their default response to everything is a lie. They are set automatically on lying. One of the ways you can tell a person is lying, a lot of people don't know this, but the FBI does, when a person lies, their nose on both sides flares up. They can't see it, but you can see it. Now, there are some stone-cold liars who have learned to keep that nose flat. Keep it down. Okay? They've trained themselves. Well, see, this is where the story Pinocchio comes from. Because when you lie, there are physical reactions. Your body condemns your lying. You begin to sweat. Your eyeballs go every which way but on the target of the person that you're talking to. Automatically, you can't keep your eyes up on the other person's. Listen, these people who are liars from the jump, their first response is a lie every time. Even if it would benefit them to tell the truth, they would rather lie. And when you get to that point in your life, my dear friend, you're in trouble. But that's okay. They don't get away with the lies. What most people do is they don't even say anything to the person because they don't even want to get into it with them. But the whole time the person is talking, they're saying in their minds, lie, 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 lie. And they say, okay, all right then, I'll talk with you later, I'll see you later. Or I'll lie with you later. That's what they do. Most people just let it go. Okay. But there are some who will address it and tell them to their faces they're lying. And oftentimes, these are they who are trying to help the person to stop living a lie. Though some saints, they go on to share, have been guilty of these same sins and practices. They have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and are acceptable to God because of Jesus Christ, His Son, and His shed blood. But those who refuse to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the just reward of their sins. Though the world is excessively wicked, God will bring every sin into the judgment, and the time for Christ's return may be drawing near, when this will be effected. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. And we thank you, Lord, for it getting through to the hearts of the people by the power of your Holy Spirit. And now, Holy Father God, we pray that those of us who are Christians, where we have sinned as Christians, where we have failed, where we have messed up, where we have done things wrong, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. And we thank you for giving us a heart that does not want to continue in sin, that feels guilty when we sin, that feels dirty and unclean when we do something wrong and we come under conviction. We thank you for all of that, and that eventually in our growth keeps us back from doing those things, whereas we used to do them all of the time. And so crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, and help us to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and not take for granted being a part of the beloved and being within. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who are without, that you would send forth laborers, us, into the field to share the gospel so that they can have the opportunity to repent and trust Christ as Savior, so that they can be within and not without. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing tonight, it is time for you to get within and stop being without. If you are not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be condemned to remain without the gates of heaven in an awful place called hell. Make sure you are within. by putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me to show you how you can do that right now. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. For Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved," the Bible says. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God. That is the gospel. That is the good news for you. And all you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can live forever with him and with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, believe on Christ tonight and become a Christian who is within, and so that you will not have to be without throughout eternity in outer darkness in hell forever. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save your soul. I will help you with the prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase. It is called the Sinner's Prayer. Believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Repeat after me phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize more fully that I am a sinner. I acknowledge that I am a sinner because I have broken some of your Ten Commandments, as they were even spoken about tonight in the New Testament. I have committed the sin of lying. I have committed the sin of loving lies and making lies, and unfortunately living a lie. I have committed the sin of lust and having sex outside of marriage. I have committed the sin of theft, of stealing. It may have been a long time ago, but I remember when I stole, even as a young person. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins that I have ever committed, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. as I believe in you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is our prayer.